Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Successful Woman Radio. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, broadcasting to you live this Monday, June 9th, from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. That's right, I'm here in Orlando, Florida, getting ready to meet some powerful women at a wonderful mastermind intensive that I'll be attending all week long. So I want to welcome everybody to the show, and I want to thank you for dialing in. We've got some wonderful things to share with you today, and we're going to be having a special guest on today, Alona Jones. Again, Alona Jones, and I'm so excited that she's going to be on the show today to share with us something very, very exciting. You know, it's so wonderful when we get a vision and when we are able to take that thought, that vision out of our head and actually, you know, create that vision and actually see it come to life where we can actually touch it, feel it, see it. And that's what's so absolutely wonderful. And so today, Alona is going to be sharing with us something very special that she's getting ready to reveal on this Saturday, June 14th. So I'm very, very excited about all the things that are going on with her and her business. She's a wonderful member at Women About Biz, and I just admire her so much for all of the wonderful work that she is doing. So she's going to come on the show and share that information with us in just a little bit. Also, I want to remind you that we are in the midst of our 100K campaign, which is a wonderful campaign all about bringing 100,000 women into the Women About Biz Network. And if you think that this is something that can't happen, oh, you need to think again. This can absolutely happen. We have thousands of women that have joined our social network. And, you know, women are still not understanding all there is to do with social networking as it relates to business. But I'm here to tell you that for sure, social networking can be very, very powerful. And it can indeed help you to build new relationships. It can help you to meet new people, which is what's so very, very important. And, of course, in addition to that, it can actually help you to attract, you know, potential customers or clients to your website if you know how to develop your social networking system. So, again, you know, you can start right at womenaboutbiz.com. There's so many things that you can do on our blog. You know, one of the things that I tell people all the time is that there are just so many women social networking, there is no reason why we shouldn't be able to call at least a minimum of 1 to 2 people every single day. Let's just say Monday through Friday, and we are able to connect with those individuals and share resources, tell them about our business, let them tell us about theirs. And there's so much that can happen from that. So again, I want to definitely encourage you to do that. Also, if you're in the Atlanta area, I want you to remember the date, June 24th, okay? That is going to be our Women About Biz Red Carpet Gala. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit different than just plain networking, but we're actually going to have a red carpet gala at the Courtyard Marriott in North Lake. So definitely mark your calendar for June 24th, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and let's get out there and do some wonderful relationship building, some networking, and at the same time, let's put on our best dress outfits and really connect with one another. So again, that's June 24th in the North Lake area at Courtyard Marriott from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. I'm very, very excited about that. You know, I've been talking with a lot of people lately about developing your business strategy, and they say, Trina, we notice that you talk about it all the time on the show. Well, there is a reason for that, and the reason is because if you don't know where you're going, you can't get there, right? Absolutely. So I want to encourage all of you who are on the call, I want to encourage you that really now is the time to start looking at how your business has done since the January timeframe, because we're really at halfway point. So you really need to be looking at how your business is doing, what are some of the things that you need to improve on, or perhaps you never even got to a good start in the first place, so you need to revamp. And so remember, as women, we are multitaskers. Sometimes we're all over the place, and sometimes we need to learn to wheel ourselves in and get better focus, get that pinpoint vision that we need to have so that we can make it happen for ourselves, which is so very, very important. Again, for those of you that have just tuned in, this is Trina Newby with Successful Woman Radio, and you're listening to this wonderful show that comes on every single Monday at 12 noon Eastern time. And this is a really good time for you to go ahead and share the show with someone that may need a boost. They may need inspiration today. They may need to hear something that's going to help them have a revived hope in their business that they can, too, make it happen with their business. Have them to dial into the show, 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And again, we have a special guest coming on in just a few minutes, Alona Jones, who is going to be announcing something wonderful that she is doing. And I like to bring women in front of you that they not only develop their vision, but they're making their vision come to pass, and they are making things happen for themselves, because we can all learn from women who positively move forward in their lives. And of course, that's what Successful Woman Radio is all about. I also want to remind you all that we have a wonderful new program going on at Women About Biz. It's called Her Dream Startup, and we are completely full for the June class. But guess what? We've got an August class coming up, and so we are getting ready to open up the application for scholarships for August. So if you know women who have been sharing with you that they want to start a business, they've been sharing with you that they want to do something more than just the 9 to 5, then I want to suggest to you that you recommend the Her Dream Startup Program. If you've never read about it, oh, you've got to go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top red menu bar, click on Her Dream Startup once you click on Programs, and you'll learn all about it. You'll see the application there. But that, in a nutshell, Her Dream Startup is a 4-week, 8-session intensive program that really works with the mindset of starting a business. And trust me, I know for a fact that if we get the mindset, if we understand that we need to walk into our leadership authority and that we need to be assertive and that we need to start asking for what it is that we want, that we really need to start learning more to how to delegate instead of abdicate projects, we are going to see things happen when we start a business. So this is a wonderful program for those women who have just started their business 12 months or less, or they're in the planning stages of getting ready to start. So again, tell them to go to womenaboutbiz.com, and in the top right menu bar, click on Programs and select Her Dream Startup. Well, at this time, I want to go ahead and I want to bring someone very special on the line. I have met her. Wow, I've met Alona so many years ago, and we talk about that all the time, and we talk about the fact that you know, isn't it wonderful how God just brings us back to one another when he's ready for us to reconnect again? And so it is with Alona. I remember sitting at a table and her just sharing some of her vision with me about some wonderful things that she's going to do to inspire people all over the world. And so it's just such a beautiful thing when you actually see it come to pass. So at this time, I want to bring on Alona. I want to let her tell you a little bit about who she is and what she does. I know that she's a wonderful, wonderful journalist and a writer, and I know that she had one of the most beautiful magazines around, the Money Magazine. So I want to bring Alona on. Alona, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Trina.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, welcome to Successful Woman Radio.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to give me an opportunity to share with your audience. So I just want to tell you thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. I'm actually excited. And anything that I can do to help members at Women About Biz, I'm all in it. I'm ready to do that because, you know, that's what we should be doing as women, don't you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, we can be a fortress. I think of the song, I'm a fortress by myself, but I'm so much more when we're together, you know.
Absolutely.
And there's a biblical
principle
behind that, too. You know, one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. So there's so much strength when we come together as one and celebrate each other's strengths and lift each other up. So I just appreciate that.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the wonderful thing is that when women start helping each other, when women start supporting one another, big things happen. And I don't think as women we recognize the power that we have when we unite and empower one another.
Yeah, that is so true. I think a lot of things come into play, intimidation, or is somebody going to get ahead or further than me? But I always try to look at that from a spiritual perspective, and that spiritual perspective that I have says that the God that I serve is able, he's got enough to bless all of us. And if we rejoice with others when they rejoice, then there will come a time for us to rejoice as well. He's just got enough to go around for all of us. So, and when he gets ready to bless you, that's what he's going to do.
Absolutely, and I believe that. And you know what? Things just tend to fall in place. You don't even have to do anything. You just notice that God is moving in your life and things are absolutely happening. And that's
right.
What's going on for you. Now, I know that you shared this vision with me a while back, and I want to say congratulations on really creating your vision and sticking to it and not allowing yourself to procrastinate but moving forward. So what I would like for you to do is just, if you could, just share with the listening audience where you've been and where you're getting ready to go.
Okay. Well, again, thank you. And what's happened, most people know me as a journalist. I used to publish Imani Magazine from 1997 to 2004. It did very well. We received the Alumni Achievement Award from Spelman College. We received a letter of commendation from the White House. Magazines take a lot of money to publish, and I did not have all the wisdom and wise counsel that I needed to keep it sustained. So I was unable to publish after a while. I felt like a failure, felt like I had let God down, and I just didn't feel good about myself. And so I had a pity party, and God began to speak to me and say, okay, how long are you going to keep this pity party going, and you either use the gift I gave you or I will take it. And a lot of things happened in between there, but he began to really deal with me, and so I had to end that pity party. And when I did, my work with Who's Who in Black Atlanta caused me to be nominated in the same category for Most Outstanding Journalist with Susan Taylor, the former editor-in-chief of Essence Magazine, and a couple of other notable people, but it just brought to my remembrance that your gift will make room for you. It will put you before great men. And I had never ended that pity party. When you're trying to birth something out or when you're trying to live a vision that you know God spoke to you, people see the end product, but they don't understand necessarily all the ins and outs of what it takes. For example, a musician may create a piece of work of art through music, and we hear it and we listen to it and we enjoy it. But what we don't see is the planning that goes with the production of it, making sure all the music and instruments are in place, all the vocals are in place, all the sound is in place. We just want that end product. But what that musician has to go through in order to deliver that end product, nobody sees the pain, the struggle, the turmoil that has to go with that. And so it was with my business endeavors with the magazine. When you're on your way somewhere, people don't want to see the struggle. They don't even want to hear the struggle, but I know what it means to be in that struggle and how it will lead you some kind of way and how it will handicap you if you choose to not, if you choose to remain in that valley. And that's how God began to deal with me. And I couldn't for the life of me understand why I was so intrigued by the butterfly, I just thought they were pretty, but he began to deal with me more. The butterfly has a life phase, and we go through life phases as people. We may start off in the cocoon, in our mother's womb, but that's not where we will be inevitably. There has to be a series of changes. The butterfly calls it a metamorphosis, and we go through a metamorphosis of life. When we're not figuring out how in the world I'm going to get from point A to point B when it seems like I will forever be at point A. That's part of metamorphosis. But my challenge in launching this line is to give people, my goal rather, is to give people a symbol of hope, courage, and perseverance, that no matter where you find yourself in this metamorphosis of life, you cannot give up. If you choose to give up, know that you will forever stay in that cocoon. But the moment that you decide that giving up is not an option will be the moment that you will embrace the possibilities, all the possibilities that await you. And it began to be just so crystal clear. I had to do a rebranding campaign. I was Jernigan for a very long time. I'm Jones now. And in my rebranding campaign, I had to how do I establish my new name? My husband and I decided that I would not hyphenate because I'm Jones. And I have to respect him for that because he's showing his headship as my covering. And I can appreciate that. It takes us back to tradition in the way the family should be set up. But at any rate, in my rebranding campaign, I said people know me as a Jernigan. They know me as a journalist, but a lot of people don't know I speak as well as I write. And so God began to deal with me and said, I'll do something even better. He said, most speakers have books, CDs, and DVDs, but nobody has an emblem of this inspiration that they're speaking of. And that's when the relevance of the butterfly came to me. He said, I'll use your gifts as a journalist to paint the picture of the life of the butterfly and how it parallels to the life of dreamers, to the life of people, to the life of people that know that they have a destiny but just need somebody to say, hey, you can make it. You can come out of this cocoon. You can get where God will have you to be. And so it is. That's the line. That's the line. We've given it a name. We've created images that will speak to it. But on June the 14th, we will tell you the name. You'll see the meaning of it. And, Trina, I believe by the power of the Holy Ghost that this line will be more than just a beautiful butterfly. It'll be more than just a captivating cocoon. It's going to be an attitude. It's going to be a brand. It's going to be a movement that I just believe will have just as much impact as the pink breast cancer ribbon, as the WWJD movement, and I'm just excited. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. And for those that are listening, Alona, give us the correct title. What is your movement called?
We're calling it B-Fly, but we won't tell you what B-Fly stands for until we launch on Saturday. And so it's going to be wonderful. And people use the word fly a lot of times. That's a timeless word. You know how you have to have timeless pieces in your wardrobe? That's a timeless word. And so we are looking forward to the many lives that it's going to touch. And the interesting thing, Trina, I'm just a conduit. God is just using me as a messenger. I'm excited about the many people whose lives will be touched because I know what it's like to cry in the midnight hour and wonder if God has forsaken me. I know what it's like to have dreams and wonder if they will ever come into fruition. I'm not by myself. So I know that there will be many people that will be able to relate to this beautiful image that goes along with this brand.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, Alona, a lot of people are starting what we call, you know, social businesses, businesses that impact the world, that impact and create movements to help inspire and motivate individuals' lives, which is so absolutely wonderful. And you talked about the butterfly, which is going to be one of your symbols that people will be able to gain inspiration from. And I'm sure all of you who are listening, know how the butterfly has to go through its metamorphosis in order to become the beautiful insect that it is. And, of course, that is just such a wonderful thing to choose, the butterfly. I love it. And, you know, one of the things I do know is that no matter how many people are using the butterfly, it doesn't really matter, because what you have to say and how you use the butterfly is what's most important to you and how you're going to relate it to your vision and to your business. Alona, can you share a little bit about when you first get a vision, or when you first got your vision, I should say, did it scare you? Was there some fear in that?
Well, I would say when I got the vision for the magazine, I was not afraid. I was so young. I was in probably 30. I was very, very excited. I was just on fire for the Lord, and I just wanted to run out the gate and do everything he would have me to do. So I had to learn some lessons because I did not have the wise counsel that I needed to keep it going. So this time around, when it came to me, I won't say I was afraid. I'm always bold because I know of the power of the Holy Ghost that resides on the inside of me. But in the natural, I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt an excitement. Yeah, in the natural, I felt an excitement. And so it's a good kind of excitement. It's somewhat of a nervousness, but not a nervousness that says I'm worried. It's an excitement of expectation because I see the big picture and the lessons that I've learned along the way for the missteps that I took with the magazine. I now realize that they were for a purpose, so that when I got to the point where I am right now, I know, okay, that if I go that way, that's going to be a dead end. Oh, no, you need to turn right, make a U-turn. Oh, turn left here. I got that now. So now I can share. I can be transparent enough to share from the lessons that I've learned to be able to help somebody else. I can't help anybody if I haven't been through anything myself. And if I can't be honest enough to say, I messed up on that, or I shouldn't have done that this way. So I'm excited. I won't say nervous, but I'm excited because I can see what God is doing. I can feel his hand on my life. I can just see it. I can feel it. So it's a good thing. It's a good type of nervousness. It's one of expectation.
Wonderful, wonderful. What do you recommend for women who, you know, they have a vision, they have an idea to start a business, they have an idea to move their life forward, but for whatever reason they procrastinate or they're just not sure that they should be moving forward? What do you recommend to women who are in that phase?
I would, first of all, you pray about everything, give it to the Lord, but if you know that he has destiny for your life, then you're going to have to hold yourself accountable. God's going to always do his part. He will always do his part. He's looking at us like, what you waiting on? I've equipped you with everything you need, so there's no need to be fearful. I think you should keep in mind that procrastination is the thief of all time. So if you procrastinate, you'll never get it done. I think you have to also challenge yourself to not wait for the perfect time. I thank God for people like you and for people like Dr. Sean Marie Seals who have spoken into my life and said, Alona, you can't keep waiting. You can't wait for the perfect time. The perfect time is never going to come. You're going to always need something. But if you know God has given you something and you say you trust him, then there comes a time to stand on what he has already planted in you. Otherwise, you're a hypocrite because you're telling other people that God can do anything and you can birth it out, but you ain't doing it yourself. So I think we have to hold ourselves accountable. You can't keep waiting on a perfect opportunity or a perfect time. Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. My pastor has preached a message on that several times, and I think it's also a quote from Arthur Ashe, but it's very appropriate as we look at our own lives and as we consider business ventures. Start where you are. Use what you have and do what you can. When you embrace those three principles, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised that you have more than enough. And the only thing that's stopping you from going from where you are to where you want to be is yourself and fear. And Christians know that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given us a power of love and a sound mind. So that's what we have to stand on.
I agree with you. And, you know, one of the things that I tell a lot of women who, you know, sometimes procrastinate on starting a business or on getting a project going, you know, I always say, you know, stop complaining about you don't have the money. You know, Alona, that tends to be one of the biggest, you know, I believe one of the biggest excuses that we as women make whenever we want to do something. We always say we don't have the money to do it. And we just kind of stop right there. And what's so interesting is that there are so many things to do that you that doesn't even need the money at the time, you know? Like, you've got to go through a discovery phase. You've got to research. You've got to gather your power team of people around. You've got to figure out a lot of things. There's a lot of business development that needs to take place. And a lot of that stuff doesn't require money. It requires your time. It requires your investment. So often when we say, I don't have enough money, well, I think that we have to remember that we are the ones that make money and not the other way around. And
exactly.
We continuously give too much credence, we give too much power to money, something that's not even a living and breathing human being. We give too much power to it, and we allow that thought to just cause us to sit still and not do anything. And so for those of you listening, you know, I want to encourage you, and I know Alona does, want to encourage you to pursue your vision, pursue your dreams, do the things that you need to do to make it happen in your life. Not next year, okay, but you can start doing it tonight. Don't you know that you can change your life overnight? It's liberating when you are obedient to your spirit and you follow your vision. Don't you believe so, Alona?
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And trust God to let you help you through the process. But what do they say? A journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. You could talk about it all day long. You could dream about it all day long. But you got to put some footwork behind the talking and the dreaming. You've got to move on something. But you got to start somewhere.
Absolutely. And I believe that wholeheartedly. Alona, you've got a special event coming up on this Saturday. And for those of you who are in the Atlanta area, you know, definitely go out and support. Of course, anytime you are able to go out to a crowded event, it's always going to be an opportunity to connect and network with people that you don't even know. So this is a great opportunity. I am so sorry, Alona. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah, apparently we had a little bit of a technical glitch that sometimes happens with online radio. But I was saying that this Saturday is a wonderful event coming up, and it's going to be an opportunity for a lot of you who are in the Atlanta area to connect with women that you may never have known if you didn't go to this event. But tell us about the event on Saturday, where it's going to be, and let our listening audience know about it. Okay, I think for some reason, I think Alona has been cut off now. And so, again, we were just talking with Alona Jones, who is sharing with us how she's pushed forward with her vision and how she's making things happen. And I wanted to have her on the show today. Hopefully she's getting ready to dial back into the show again. And you know, sometimes, of course, as always, on online radio, sometimes we have technical glitches where it might cut off the caller or what have you. So we're going to try and get her back on the show. In the meantime, I just want to, again, thank all of you who are listening to the show. And I wanted to just, again, remind you that the Her Dream Startup class for June is completely full, but we will be having an August class. We're taking vacation for July, but we're coming back around for the August, so make sure that you check that out. I'm going to be bringing Alona back on. Alona, are you with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Wonderful, wonderful. So let's go ahead and proceed. I want these wonderful ladies who are listening on the show today to know, you know, what's happening on Saturday, where it's going to be at. So go ahead.
Okay, it's Club E Atlanta. That's 3707 Main Street in College Park, about two doors down from the Pecan Restaurant and the College Park train station. 3707 Main Street in College Park. And we're going to start at 11 a.m. We realize it's Father's Day weekend. We want to give people time to come in and get out so that they can enjoy the rest of their weekend.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm very, very excited for you. And, again, from Women About Biz, I want to congratulate you and thank you so very, very much for being on the show today. Alona, how can individuals connect with you? Do you have a website that you would like to share, or would you like to share your number? How can people connect with you?
Yes, the website is borntoinspire.net. That will show the products and why we're so excited about Saturday. But they can also go to alonajones.com. That's alonajones.com. And everything about my journey, who I am, where I've been, where I'm going, down to the products line will be on that website. And you can always call me at 770-256-4337. 770-256-4337.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you. And I'm going to bring you back on after you've revealed everything. And
okay.
I know for those people who are saying, well, okay, let's go back over this. What is it? You know, let's just say, ladies, that this is a new and inspirational product, something that you can actually put on. And it's also motivation, and it's going to be absolutely wonderful. And it's a vision that Alona has had for quite a while, and she's bringing it to fruition. But why I have her on the show today is to show you that when you finally make a move on your vision, God is going to make a move for you, and wonderful things are going to be happening. So she's taken her vision from thought, put it on paper, created an outline. She set her goals. She created a power team of people, and now on Saturday she's going to be realizing her vision. She's getting ready to experience it in its fullest. And so that's what I would want for all of you who are listening on the call. I talk about writing your vision all the time, and I talk about making things happen for yourself. And so, again, here's someone who is in testimony to share with you that she is making her vision happen. And I want all of you, your ideas, your dreams, whatever it is that you're trying to do, don't delay it. Go ahead and take action. Alona, I am so excited for you. And, again, I'm going to bring you back on after the launch so people can hear more about all of the wonderful products that you have created to inspire people around the world. And I want to thank you again for being on the show. We will definitely be keeping up with you. And make sure that you post all of your information on the Women About Biz social network so those of you who are already signed up on womenaboutbiz.com, our social network, you can also go on there and connect with Alona as well. So, again, her name is spelled A-L-O-N-I-A Jones, J-O-N-E-S. So you can connect with Alona on the social network. And, Alona, please keep us up to date on the network also of all of the wonderful new things that are happening.
Thank you so much, Trina. We sure will.
You are so welcome. Again, that was Alona Jones, and you can learn more about Alona and her journey. You can simply go to Alona, A-L-O-N-I-A, Jones, J-O-N-E-S.com. And, again, I want to thank her so much for blessing us on the show today. And remember, something that she said is, start where you are and use what you have. Ladies, we've got to talk about what we don't have and start looking at what we do have to contribute. We all have the power to create incredible things and do immeasurably more if we will allow God to just work within us. And so I want to encourage you this afternoon to make it happen for yourself. Well, as I said before, I'm in Orlando, Florida, and I'm here for an intensive mastermind group. And as always, I'll share some of my golden nuggets with you right when I get back to Atlanta on next Monday. But for now, that's all we have at the show. Make sure you mark your calendar for June 24th, and I look forward, so forward, to connecting with all of you again on Monday at 12 noon Eastern Time with Successful Woman Radio. This is Trina Newby saying have a productive and abundant week. Take care, everybody.